Today we're going to learn Chagiga Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of Dav Vav Amid Beis Tanan Hasam. So we're going to record the Mishnah in Meseches Peah. It's a Mishnah we know very well because it's a Mishnah we say each and every morning. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Meseches Peah, Elu Dvarim She'in Lehem Shir. The following things have no specific shir, no specific amount, how much you need in order to do the mitzvah properly in the Torah, and they are HaPeah, the mitzvah to leave a corner of your field off for poor people. When you harvest your field, you leave a corner unharvested so that poor people can come and take it. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how big that corner is. Vabikurim, the fact that you're supposed to bring your first fruits from the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, from the wheat and the pomegranates and the grapes and the seven fruits, you're supposed to bring that to Yerushalayim and give to the Kohen. It doesn't say how much of the first fruits you're supposed to bring. Ve'ha-ra'ayon, and that's our topic, is ra'ayon, the mitzvah of olas ri'iyah in the Beis HaMikdash, to go and see the Shechinah, to go visit the Shalosh Regalim in the Beis HaMikdash with a karban ola. It doesn't say a shir in the Torah. U'gemilus chesedim, and to do chesed with other people, to how much you have to help out another person. V'talmud Torah, and how much a person has to learn. The person is supposed to learn each and every day, but the Torah doesn't give a shir how much you have to do in order to fulfill these mitzvahs. So obviously, we're going to focus on Hara'ayon, which is probably of the list, the one that we're least familiar with, but it's the one that's most relevant to Meseches Chagiga. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kesvurin Anulomar. Rabbi Yochanan said, we thought to say that the shear of one ma'a kesef that it says in our Mishnah that you have to spend on the Olas Re'iyah is a shear minatura. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, Ha'arayon ein lo shear, that bringing an Olas Re'iyah has no shear, that just means lemala, that there's no maximum amount of money you have to spend on it. Aval, yesh lo shear lemata, but there is a minimum amount of money that you have to spend on it, and that is one ma'a of kesef, according to Beis Hillel at least. Ad shabar Rav Oshia Barabi, until Rav Oshia Barabi came along, v'limeid ha'rayon ein lo shir lo lamala v'lo lamata, and he taught us that no, on a daraisa level, there's no minimum nor maximum shir of how much money you have to spend on the olas re'iyah. Aval chachamim omrim ha'rayon ma kesef ha'chagiga shtei kesef. It's a din derabanan. It's only the chachamim came along and put numbers to it and said that the olas re'iyah should cost a ma kesef and the shalmi chagiga should cost shtei kesef, should cost two kesef. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. My hara'ayon, from the fact that the Tana says hara'ayon and doesn't say hari'iyah, which would have been the more obvious type of language to use if you're describing the olas ri'iyah, it sounds like we're not talking about the money spent on the karban that it says in the pasuk v'lo yira'u panai reikam, that you're not allowed to go to the azara without this karban. It sounds like we're talking about the actual mitzvah of being in the azara, the actual mitzvah of going there, and to tell us that that mitzvah also has no shir. So what's he telling us? What does it mean that mitzvah has no shir? So Rabbi Yochanan amar ri'yas panim ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan says that means a person could go to the azara as many times as he wants, and he doesn't have to bring a karban each and every time. He only needs to bring one olas ri'ya, but he can show up in the azara as many times as he wants. V'reish lakish amar ri'yas panim ba'karban, that he can show up as many times as he wants, but every single time he shows up, he has to bring a karban with him. Let's actually make the first two main points over here. First main point is that ra'ayon has a minimum shir midrabanan, but not midaraisa, and no maximum shir at all. Ra'ayon, the amount of money you spend on an olas ri'iyah, has a minimum shir midrabanan, but not midaraisa, and has no maximum share at all. Main point number two, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can go to the Azara as many times as you want with one olas ri'iyah, and Reish Lakish says, no, every time you go to the Azara over the regel, you have to bring a new olas ri'iyah. So the Gemara explains this machlokas. Be'ikar ha-regel, on the first day of Yontif, when you actually show up to the Azara, kuli amal pligid ri'iyas panim b'karban. Everyone agrees that when you show up that first time, you have to bring a karban. Ki pligi b'shari mas ha-regel. The machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is when you go to the Azara on any of the other days of Yontif. Kol heicha da'osa va'aiti. If each time that you go into the Azara, you bring a karban, everyone would agree that we would accept that karban and that you're allowed to bring a karban, Ki pligi the machlokas is da'asa v'lo ayti. You want to go to the azara and you didn't bring a korban. So is that okay? The Rabbi Yochanan Savarias panim bazara the kalim is da'asi lo tzarech la'asuyei. Rabbi Yochanan says you can show up whenever you want to the azara and you do not need to bring a korban whenever you show up. Reish Lakish Amarias panim b'korban the kalim is da'asi tzarech la'asuyei. That showing up to the azara means showing up with a korban. Whenever you come, you have to come with a korban. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to ask from five different places, five kashas on five proofs rather, whether a korban is brought with every visit to the Azara or not. So number one, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you don't need to bring a korban every single time, but v'lo yiro panai reikam. It says in the pasuk you can't show up empty-handed. Doesn't that mean you're never allowed to show up to the Azara without a korban? Amalei bi'ikar aregel. No, it means on the first day of Yontif you're not allowed to show up without a korban. So proof number two, Eisvei, Reish Lakish asks further on Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo yiro panai reikam bizvachim, that you have to bring a korban with you, you can't be empty-handed. Atomer bizvachim ayinol bofus menachos. Does it necessarily mean an animal korban, or maybe it even suffices to bring birds and flower korbanos? Vidinu, and really, it makes sense to say such a thing, because ne'emra chagiga lahadyot, the Torah says that a person has to bring a korban chagiga that's eaten by non-kohanim, v'ne'emra ri'iya l'gavoa. And there's also a mitzvah in the Torah to bring an olas ri'iya that's given all to Hashem, it's a carbon ola. Ma chagiga hamur lahedyot. Zvachim, well, just like the carbon chagiga that we eat, is a zevach, it's an animal carbon, it has to be an animal, afriya hamur lagvoa, zvachim. So it makes sense that the olas riya also has to be zvachim. Uma hein zvachim, what are these zvachim that we bring? So the Bryce explains, olos, that it's they're all carbonos ola. So the Bryce explains, atomer olos, oinu el shlamim. Are you sure they're all carbon ola? Maybe they're carbon shlamim. Vidinu, and after all, it makes sense. Nemr chagiga lahedyot, v'nemr ri'iya l'gavoa. We compare the carbon chagiga to the olos ri'iya. Ma chagiga amur lahedyot b'ra'ui lo, just like the chagiga that we give to a hedyot should be in a way that the hedyot can eat it and celebrate with it, which means that it should be meat that the owners can eat, so too, that which is most appropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the Olas Re'iya, that which is most appropriate to burn entirely, v'chein bedin, and it makes sense that it should be an animal, because we shouldn't be celebrating and enjoying and eating this delicious animal meat while the Shulchan of our Master, the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the table of Hashem, the Mizbeach, is empty. So therefore, the ri'iya you should bring from a behema, and it's all a carbon ola, as opposed to if you were to bring a bird or a carbon mincha, when we're eating our own carbon shlamim, that's disrespectful to Hashem. Now, from this brisa, Reish Lakish proves that the pasuk says lo yiro panai reikam, we learn they have to be makbid that the mizbeach should never be empty when you go to the azara. This is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says you could show up as many times as you want, as long as the first time you brought a carbon. Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan responds, no, b'ikar regel. That price is also talking about only on the first day of Yontif. So proof number three, Eisvei Reish Lakish asks third time on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Domer, Shalosh, Regalim, Bashan, and Itzav Yisrael, Aldus, Pregel. There are three times a year that the Jewish people have to be Ola Regel and go show up in the Azara. V'chag HaMatos, V'chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukos. V'ein Nirin Chatzain. And we're not allowed, those that are not Roy to be Ola Regel, together with the Jewish people, are not Chayiv to be Ola Regel at all. Mishum Shenemar, Kol Zuchurcha. Because the Pasuk says all of the males of the Jewish people. So it has to be in a way that everyone could be joined together. Ve'ein nirin reikanim. And also, we can't show up empty-handed without karbanos. Mishum shenemar v'lo yira'u panai reikam. It says you can't show up empty-handed without a karban. So from the Bryce, it sounds like we're not allowed to show up at all without a karban on any of the days of Yantif. But again, Rabbi Yochanan said, sure you are, as long as you bring a karban the first day. Amar leis, Rabbi Yochanan responds, b'ikra regel. When it says you're not allowed to show up empty-handed, that just means on the first day of Yontif. Question number four, now it goes the other way. Now Rabbi Yochanan starts asking on Reish Lakish, so proof number four, but it's proof number one in the other direction. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish, you know, the Torah says, Yeirah kol zuchurcha el pnei ha'adon Hashem. Now the word Yeirah could be explained in two ways. It could be explained Yireh, that all the males of the the Jewish people should come to see the Shechina, but based on that, it should, based on the way we normally read it, it's Yeh-ra'eh es p'nei Hashem, that all the males should be seen in front of Hashem, that Hashem should see us. So the Chachamim compare the two, that ma'ani b'chinam, that Hashem says, just like Hashem comes to see us b'chinam, and he doesn't bring a karban, af atem b'chinam. So too, when we see Hashem, we don't always have to bring a karban. So says Rabbi Yochanan, you see a clear raya from here, that we don't always need to bring a karban. We're allowed to show up empty-handed sometimes. So how can you, Reish Lakish, say that every time we go into the Azara, we need to bring a karban? So based on this kasha, on Reish Lakish, the Gemara goes back on what it said previously and reinterprets the opinion of Reish Lakish. Elo, the Gemara says, kalecha da'asav lawaiti. Anytime a person comes to the Azara, if he doesn't bring a karban with him, everyone would agree that he's allowed to go in and see and leave, even though he didn't bring in carbon, that's not a problem. The machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is only if he already was yotzei yischiyuv of bringing a carbon once on the Yom Tov, and now he wants to go a second time, Rabbi Yochanan, and he wants to bring another carbon. Rabbi Yochanan d'amar rias panim ba'azara, rias panim hu de'in lashir, hal carbon yesh lashir. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're allowed to go as many times as you want, but you're not allowed to bring as many olas riyas as you want. You can only bring the carbon that one time. Reish Lakish amar rias panim b'carbon afilu carbon nami ein lashir. And Reish Lakish says, nah, you could bring a carbon. You can bring a carbon as many times as you want. Not that you must bring a carbon, but that you can bring a carbon as many times as you want. So the Gemara is going to bring a kasha on Reish Lakish based on the way we understand him now. Eisvei, and this is the fifth raya. Hoker raglucha mi beis re'echa. We should make our legs, our feet, very precious and important to make it that it's not an everyday occurrence that we go to the Beis HaMikdash. So l'chara, we see from there that a person should not bring karbanos to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash all the time. And this is a kasha in Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish holds that every time you go, you're permitted to bring a karban. Answers the Gemara, nah, hasam b'chatos v'ashamos. That's only talking about chatos and nashim. You're not supposed to bring so many chatos and hashemos. So main point number three, I guess, will be that lemaskana, everyone agrees that you don't have to bring more than one carbon, no matter how many times you go to the Azara. The machlokas is whether you are permitted to bring more than one carbon. Okay, so the Gemara now adds, Kid Rabbi Levi, and this fits Rabbi Levi's interpretation, this idea that you're allowed, that according to Reish Lakish, you're allowed to bring many olas re'iyas, but you're just not allowed to bring many chatos and hashamos, fits very well to Rabbi Levi. The Rabbi Levi Rami, because Rabbi Levi had asked a contradiction. Ksiv, hokarag l'chami beis re'echa, it says that you should be scarce in the Beis HaMikdash when you bring karbanos uksiv, avo veschava olos, but it says also you should come to the Beis HaMikdash with olos, with lots of carbon olos, lo kasha. Kan b'chatos v'ashamos, kan b'olos v'shlamim. So you see that the difference is, to bring carbon chatos v'ashamos, only when you're absolutely obligated. You can't just keep bringing more of them. But olos v'shlamim, you can bring b'nedavi, you can bring as many as you want. Tanya namiyach, you have a brisa that says like that. Hoker raglucha mi'beis re'echa b'chatos v'ashamos akos medaber. When it says be scarce, it means with chatos v'ashamos. Are we sure that it's only talking about a chatas and an asham and not an ol and a shlamim? Amor. From the fact that it says that I'm going to bring olos l'shlamim to pay off all my nedarim, you see that olos l'shlamim are already proved. We're allowed to bring that as much as we want. So what does the pasuk mean when it says don't show up that many times with so many karbanos? V'chatos v'ashamos akos medaber. It must be talking about chatos v'ashamos. So main point number four, hokar raglicha, not to bring so many karbanos, is talking about a chatas and an asham. But ovo v'secha, to show up all the time with karbanos, is talking about olos and shlamin. Let's go a little further. The brisa we quoted before says ve'ein nirin lechatzaitin. So savra of Yosef lememra. Yosef thought to say that what the brisa means to say is mandi isle asara banim lolesku in the chamisha ulamachar chamisha. That if a man has 10 sons, he should go with all 10 of his sons to the Beis HaMikdash. Shouldn't have 5 of them go today and another 5 of them go the next day? Because if it's just saying that they're all chayv to go to the Beis HaMikdash, that we already know. It says zechorcho all males are chayiv to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So it must be that when it says that you can't go lechatzain, that you're not supposed to split your family into two and go in two pieces. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye said to Rav Yosef to respond, he says, pshita, it's obvious that all 10 children have to go together, and none of them should delay in being ol regel, because everyone is included in Zechurcha. So you can't tell some of them to go today and some tomorrow. Heiminai mashuslu poshim, veiminai mashuslu zrizin. Which ones would you say should be the negligent ones to show up late, and which ones would you say should be the ones that show up on time? So that can't be what it means. Elekralamai asa, no, you know what the pasuk is really coming to teach me? Lichida acherim. It's teaching us the din that acherim teach. Titania, the Brisa says, acherim omrim. Acherim teach the balei amalachos that have an foul odor that comes along with their jobs, like hamikamets, the guy who deals with dog excrement, v'metzarif nechoshes, the one who deals with copper making, v'aborsi, and the tanner who deals with raw hides, peturim min ariya, they don't have to do an alasriya shenemar kol zechurcha, because the pasuk says kol zechurcha, so it has to be people. People are able to go with the big crowds. But these guys can't go with the big crowds. Why can't they go with the big crowds? Because they stink. No crowd wants to be anywhere near them. That's what the Brisa was talking about when it said that the people, when it spoke about the people who go lechatzotin. So I guess main point number one on the Amud Beis, and then we'll pick up at the Mishnah next time. But main point number one on the Amud Beis is that it's pashut, that you're not supposed to bring part of your family today and part of your family the next day. The whole chiddush of a nirin lechatzayin is that someone who's smelly isn't chayiv in all this ri'iya. So again, it's obvious that you're not allowed to split your family, bring some today, some the next day for aliyah l'regel. But the chiddush of lechatzayin is that smelly people don't have a chiyuv of being olah l'regel. All right, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up next time at the Mishnah.